At least 1,819 Iraqis have been killed in suicide attacks since the new government took office on April 28th. That's according to the AP. During that period, at least 4,676 Iraqis were killed in war-related violence, and that's including those suicide attacks. The United States needs to reduce its forces in Iraq by at least 100,000 by the end of 2006. That from John Kerry today in a speech before the Council on Foreign Relations. The former Democratic presidential contender said the goal should be to have a force of 30 to 40,000 in Iraq by the end of the year. At the end of next year, rather, Kerry said success in Iraq includes transferring power to the Iraqis, and that will help undermine the myth, his words, all too real in many Middle Eastern minds, that the United States seeks to steal Iraq's oil, insult its religion, and seize its lands for military bases. The Republicans will get to keep those tax cuts for capital gains and dividends for another 2 years. It's part of a $56 billion tax cut bill that was passed today. Democrats charge the GOP majority simply wants to help the super rich by limiting the taxes on their investments. Congresswoman Louise Slaughter charges that Republicans are selling out most Americans to provide tax cuts to just a few. The Bush administration has been pushing hard for the bill, saying the cuts are needed to help sustain long-term economic growth. Indictments, investigations, and a congressman's guilty plea for taking millions in bribes have left most Americans convinced that political corruption is a deeply rooted problem. That's according to an Associated Press Ipsos poll. President Bush's approval rating was 42%, slightly better than his standing in the previous fall, due in part to improvements in the economy. Still, 57% of those surveyed disapproved of Bush's handling of the presidency, and more ominous as the 2006 elections loom was the public's opinion of the Republican-controlled Congress. 65% say that they disapproved of lawmakers' work in Washington. Air America Radio Network News, I'm Emily Hoffman.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or LiveMeeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Yeah, it's John Lennon, Imagine. You know what today is. We're going to be playing as bumper music a lot of John Lennon's music today. Some of it performed by the Beatles, or all of it performed by Lennon, Plastic Ono Band, whatever. We shall weave it in and out. 25 years ago, huh? Wow, time just rips by when you're having fun, doesn't it? Regarding John Lennon's song, I signed a petition today, and an online petition that you may want to sign. You also, I've been asked to announce this. I'm sure you're aware now, the Christian Peacemaker Teams, or CPT, Christian Peacemaker Team, they have had people in Iraq working on behalf of the Iraqi people, and apparently one or two or several of their members have been seized. Allegedly by insurgents. We talked about this briefly last night. I sometimes wonder who does the seizing. The group that has claimed responsibility for these kidnappings or seizures, whatever you want to call them, is a heretofore unknown group operating allegedly in Iraq. There's nothing about the Bush crime family that I trust. Nothing. It would not surprise me if this is not a John Negroponte operation. But aside from that, these people are being held captive. And Larry Martell, who is in British Columbia, I believe, in Canada, sent me an email here and asked me to ask you. Well, here's what he says. Can the listeners be asked to call or fax, not email, but call or fax their representatives and senators tonight and tomorrow, Friday, with the message that you'll find at the Christian Peacemaker Team's website, and that's simply cpt.org. The message essentially is love your enemies, free the captives, end the war. But I want you to go to the cpt.org website if you are so inclined. There are pictures there. You know how to get in touch with your member of Congress, I'm sorry, your member of the House of Representatives or your senator. But what peace action groups here are requesting is that there be an outpouring of phone calls and faxes to members of Congress regarding these captured Christian Peacemaker Team members. And I certainly think it's well worth a phone call, don't you? There is a petition online that you can sign. I think this afternoon when I signed it, there was something like 56,000 signatures so far. So anyway, check it out, okay? CPT, Christian Peacemaker Team, cpt.org. And if you feel inclined to follow through on this, a phone call or a fax. Don't even bother with email. It gets deleted. Nobody reads it. The most ineffective way to contact your member of Congress is with an email. Forget about it. All right? CPT.org. it's a good organization, and the people working within that organization try their damnedest to offset just a tiny bit of the damage that's being done in the name of the American people and the British people in Iraq by the Blair government and the Bush government. So help them out. I did. You can. They're not asking for money. They're just asking for a phone call or a fax. And go to their website. Thanks, Larry, in British Columbia, who sent this to me. A couple of emails here. When was it, Kathy? What was today? Thursday? I think it was Monday or Tuesday when I mentioned the World Wrestling. What's it called? WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment Organization, that they were on their way to Iraq with, what's the woman's name?
Her name is Rita Cosby, Mike.
Yeah, right.
And she's very excited about oiling down those wrestlers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
How does that make you feel?
The woman who normally covers the Aruba kidnappings of one white woman who was kidnapped when? In June? How long has it been? They're still, MSNBC is still doing stories on this. But anyway, I made some scurrilous remarks, apparently, pissed off some people about the World Wrestling Entertainment. I suggested if these big old macho wrestlers really want to go help the troops, that they put on uniforms and go kill some Afghans, or maybe go to Iraq, kill some Iraqis. That seems to be the thing to do, right? Well, I pissed off a couple of people, so let me read. Eric Hankey wrote in, "Hey, Mike, I really enjoy your show. To get to the point, you're being completely unfair to the WWE. It's true that some of them use steroids." Oh, that's right. I had mentioned that, too, including Triple H. "Although he looks like he doesn't do it anymore." Oh, okay. I don't know, Eric. I don't follow this. Vince McMahon, I guess that's the guy who's the CEO of this organization. Vince McMahon takes some of the wrestlers to Iraq and or Afghanistan every year to entertain the troops. They go there to support our troops, Mike. How can you object to that? It's not like Limbaugh going there to spread more right-wing propaganda. Our troops are going to be thrilled to see the WWE perform for them. Anyway, enjoy the show. Keep yelling. That's from Eric Hankey. Hankey.
You have a problem with steroids, Mike?
Now, this is from Adam. Mike, I'm writing regarding what you said about World Wrestling Entertainment. First and foremost, the WWE does not endorse steroid use. Okay, well, Adam, no organization endorses it that I'm aware of. Anyway, Adam goes on. He says, additionally, the death of the late Eddie Guerrero was attributed to heart failure, not from steroid use, but due to prior alcohol abuse, accompanied by an addiction to painkillers. And this guy was a so-called professional wrestler. Okay, all right, let me go on. Adam says, what I find truly shocking, however, is that you would actually question the moral intention of the WWE's entertainers. You suggest that if they wish to support the troops, then they should go strap on some uniforms, implying that it is impossible to truly help our troops if you're not risking your life living in a war zone. Well, while we're at it, maybe we should go strap some uniforms on the members of the USO, who also volunteer their time and effort to entertain our troops in a very similar way. And you know, I hear Al Franken goes overseas every now and then to entertain our troops. Well, who does he think he is, volunteering his services like that, but then flying home on a plane and living the high life instead of risking his life along with them? In short, the WWE aren't soldiers, they're entertainers. Professional entertainers who are taking their time to go and volunteer their services overseas. Is that immoral? Are they just insulting our troops and making a mockery of them? Well, just think about their visit to Iraq last year. They did the exact same thing, and the hundreds of soldiers they performed for seemed to really enjoy the show. It's not as if our troops staged protests to keep the WWE away. Quite to the contrary, they were welcomed with open arms. But now I'm sure they still would prefer for the WWE to have not even bothered, according to you. It's not our troops who are saying it's insulting to receive a visit from professional entertainers who are trying to help brighten up their holidays. It's just you. So who is right in this situation? Seeing that this entire thing is about our troops, I think the answer is obvious. This is the kind of cheap shot that I expect to hear from a sponge like Bill O'Reilly, not an intelligent progressive such as yourself. I think you know better. It's true, a group of non-political professional entertainers are going overseas to help entertain our troops. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Adam.
I'd like to see you wrestle Franken for the troops, Mike. Is there any way we could do that? How would that make you feel?
from Miami Beach, from Channel 6 down there. Did you see this? A large blindfolded Santa is hanging from a noose in a high tree in a man's yard. It has really angered some homeowners in Florida neighborhood. The Santa doll, it's one of those big blow-up Santa dolls that Kathy just loves, which neighborhood children can easily see. The Santa doll was put up by homeowner Ron Stroya at his home in Miami Beach, according to Channel 6. A neighbor, Estelle Farnsworth, said, "It's just wrong. I mean, who would want their children to see this? And it reminds adults of lynching. It's just nasty. There's no spirit of Christmas in this." The Santa also has his hands and legs bound by some type of wire. Another neighbor said, "Now the kids are sad with that, you know, because they say it's not fair with Santa. Santa should be around bringing their gifts, not hanging on a tree." I don't know. When I was younger, everything
simple, not so clean. You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
I wondered who kept turning up the heat and why I couldn't get a good night's sleep. My body was just announcing that menopause was arriving. Good thing I'd heard about MenaCheck.
The MenaCheck Menopause Indicator Test is FDA approved and easy to use. It accurately measures FSH, a hormone that becomes elevated with the arrival of menopause.
MenaCheck helped end the uncertainty. Today, I feel great.
MenaCheck, available at Walgreens and other fine retailers. Learn more at MenaCheck.com.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right. No monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Caller's information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplayer 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplayer 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. AmpliEar is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your AmpliEar 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second AmpliEar 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your AmpliEar and hear even a whisper.
Let me take you down.
Doing talk radio right from the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding.
It's about 22 past the hour, and a little program note here. Joining us in our second hour will be Jim Marston. He's an environmental defense attorney who will discuss a very important UN conference that's going on in Montreal all this week, actually for about 10 days. And it's a conference that, unless you read the Miami Herald, unless you really dig around, you know nothing about, and I know nothing about. It's not on the news. It's not being reported anywhere. A couple of newspapers, I guess, are reporting a little bit about it. But it's an international conference on global climate change, global warming, the fact that it's finally caught up with us. It may not happen in the lifetime of anyone listening to this program or anyone involved in the production of this program, but and maybe not our children, but it certainly will with our grandchildren. It's a brick wall. We're heading for, but never mind. You know, nobody cares. Why would the media want to report about something like that? You know, there are plane crashes and planes that skid off the tarmac at in Chicago, and missing white women, and risque police videos to talk about. I watched CBS News tonight and ABC News, and both of them had 2 or 3 minute packages on this half-assed police video out of San Francisco. I mean, who cares? Never mind. Don't even go there, Malloy. Anyway, we also found out that Nicole Richie has called off the wedding, and Mariah Carey was nominated for 8 Grammys. And you know, so why bother about global climate change conference in Montreal? You know, unless Michael Jackson shows up in his pajamas wearing a surgical mask and carrying a chimp in one hand and a dangling infant in the other, U.S. media aren't going near it. So, okay, we're going to talk with Mr. Marston next hour. James D. Marston. He's from Texas. I think you'll like him. From Madeline in Miami, not far from the hanging Santa Claus. I appreciate that kind of humor, though. I really do. I think that is funny as hell. If somebody did it in my neighborhood, no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't, you know, if I had a kid the age that could be terrified by that. Matter of fact, we took Molly to the mall a few miles from our house yesterday to have her have her picture taken with Santa. We did it last year too. We'll do it every year until she finally pulls out a knife and threatens to cut our throats if we do it again. But we took her when she was 6 months old, and this year she's, how old was she? August, September, October, November. She was 5 months old last year, and this year she's 17 months old. And the first year, of course, she just sits there and laughs and thinks the whole thing is kind of a riot because she's, you know, she's 5 months old. What the hell does she know? But this year, we took her there, and there's this huge man dressed in red and white with, Holly was not going to have any part of that. So we tricked her up into Santa's lap. And are you going to post a picture of that at the website? Okay, Kathy will put up a picture maybe tomorrow. But it was really funny. So I can appreciate that kind of humor. I wouldn't want my kid to see a hanging Santa in the neighborhood, you know, unless the kid was about 9 years old. Then I think it'd be fine.
It reminds me of, you remember all those years ago when they had those little triangular signs in car windows that said baby
right.
on the board? And then I saw one day a baby doll nailed to a 2x4 in the back of somebody's car window. And it's just my kind of humor. Baby on board. Just my kind of humor.
I get it. Baby on board. Okay. Anyway, Madeline wrote in from Miami. She writes, I usually can't stand watching the Christmas thing in the White House, but last night I was clicking over to HGTV when Keith Olbermann had commercials. And I was dumbstruck with the rampant immorality of the waste. I've seen White House Christmas displays before, and I know they have a basement full of decorations. And one year, children sent in ornaments they had made. This year, it was the Bush crime show all the way. Trees and tables were decorated with fresh flowers and fresh fruit instead of reusable ornaments. Not only do these flowers and fruit cost a fortune in the first place, they have to be watered and replaced every few days, and this is labor-intensive. It was as if the oil money stolen from Iraq was flowing through the White House with no end in sight. But in reality, it was the tax money of the American poor. It's a bottomless pit of vanity and greed. If half that money had been spent on feeding the poor, it may have depicted the meaning of Christmas. As it is, it looked like a celebration of the birth of Bacchus, drunk on power and greed. This family has no limits to its depravity. That's from Madeline. Well, I certainly agree with you, Madeline. We'll be right back. All together now, here we go.
It's not about LSD. It's not, it's not.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall, and I saw this meat tray, and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
Wow, what a difference a week makes. Just last week, my toenails were thick, yellow, and embarrassing. But then I tried something totally new. Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit with an antifungal cream, plus a revitalizer that made my toenails look better in just 1 week. Now I can show my feet in public. What a difference. All I can say is, wow.
Want to improve the appearance of your nails in just 1 week? Look for Dr. Scholl's Fungal Nail Management Kit in the green box. Use as directed.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
Well, I just had to laugh. I saw the photograph. He blew his mind out in a car. Didn't notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of people stood and stared.
25 before the hour.
They'd seen his face.
A couple more little Christmas items here. just cracks me up. The hypocrisy of the religious right in this country, especially the Bush crime family, all these Christian liars, is just immeasurable. Some of the country's most prominent megachurches have decided not to hold worship services on Christmas Day, on Sunday. Now, wait a minute. Isn't all this talk about putting the Christ back in Christmas, isn't that? They want to put Christ in Macy's. They want to put Christ in Walmart. They want to put Christ in Target, but they don't want to put Christ in the church? This is so sick. I mean, really, did somebody email this thug, Bill O'Reilly, this Al-Qaeda co-conspirator? O'Reilly wants to blow up the Coit Tower in San Francisco, so he's obviously an Al-Qaeda member. Look at him. He looks like bin Laden, doesn't he, without the beard? But if somebody emailed that rat bastard, the resident rat bastard at MSNBC, I'm sorry, Fox, oh, somebody should. Guess what, O'Reilly? The Christians want to get Christ out of Christmas in their churches. How about that? It's just unbelievable. Do you remember, this is not too crazy, is it? I can remember when I was much, 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 much younger. Maybe a kid, maybe a teenager, I don't know. Every once in a while, the preacher at our church would bemoan the fact that Christmas was becoming commercial. Now, I'm talking a long time ago. But for the most part, Christmas was just a fun day. A fun week or something. I mean, kind of. It was kind of a disappointment for us kids. There were four of us in our family, four kids. And we were poor. We were working poor and sometimes unemployed poor. That's a long story. But it was still fun. My brothers and sister and I, when Christmas morning would roll around and everybody would roll out of their houses showing off their roller skates and their bikes and their sleds and so on and so forth, we always would lie. You know, we'd say, well, yeah, I got a new bike, but it's in the basement. You know, because to spare ourselves the embarrassment. But still, it was fun. It was fun. It was a fun time. And there was a lot of anticipation. And some kids, there was disappointment, but it was still anticipation was there. And we always put out the cookies and milk for Santa Claus. But remember all that? Remember when Christmas was just Christmas? It was just Christmas! It was just Christmas! Where I grew up, you'd go to downtown Toledo a couple of weeks before Christmas, and all the shops, the stores, the department stores, would be all festively decorated, and Santa Claus is all over the place, and the jingle bells, and the just like in Christmas carols, people wandering around with red noses, even the black folk. And it was great fun. But not anymore. Now, the right wing in this country, the Republicans and these vile Christian conservative fundamentalists, they've destroyed it. They've ruined it. They have butchered Jesus into a bunch of little tiny pieces and thrown him to the sharks. They have butchered Christmas. They've butchered everything. They're just such hateful people. God, they're hateful. They're so hateful. Filled with hate. Now, here they are. Well, since Christmas is on Sunday this year, we're gonna close the church. They're closing the churches on Sunday on Christmas Day. These huge mega churches. They're closing the churches. Hallelujah! Can you get your mind around that? That's even weirder than the hanging Santa Claus. Right? Well, what is Santa Claus? But this is Christ's birthday. Well, it's not, but you know what I'm talking about. This is Jesus' birthday. At least according to the Christians. Everybody knows that's a bunch of bull, that he was not born in Bethlehem on December 25th, but everybody goes along with it. Okay, so on the birthday of their Jesus, they're shut for the closed for business. I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. On the other hand, of course I can. The hypocrisy in the Christian faith is just mind numbing. It's just, it's my, in American Christianity, I don't know what Christianity is like in other parts of the world. I have no idea. Don't want to know. To me, it's all mythology and superstition and weirdness anyway. But in this country, it is so bizarre what has happened. Oh, well. Where would Jesus shop? That's the question asked by the Associated Press business writer. Walmart stores, of course, is not where Jesus would shop, apparently. WakeUpWalmart.com, which is an anti-Walmart website. Have you been there? WakeUpWalmart.com. Today they presented a religious-themed campaign asking shoppers whether God wants them to buy things from Walmart. Now, this group, WakeUpWalmart.com, of course, is funded by the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. It launched a TV ad and released a letter signed by 65 clergy members and religious figures. The group says Walmart's policy over wages, health insurance benefits, and other issues harm families and communities. Walmart accused the group of using union dues to exploit religion. Jesus, God in heaven, I just can't stand it. Can you take this? The 30-second TV spot starting Friday in, this is a surprise, Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Kentucky, Oklahoma, and Texas? Why would they be targeting us here in the South, Kathy? What the hell? They think we're just a bunch of dumbasses down here? Anyway, the 30-second TV spot is part of the latest, what does it say, a seasonal theme campaign against Walmart. The TV ad starts with a picture of a Bible-like tome and an off-screen narrator who says, "Our faith teaches us, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If these are our values, then ask yourself, should people of faith shop at Walmart this holiday season?" Well, you know my position. I don't think people of faith or agnostics or atheists or Jews, Muslims, Christians, animists, Stonehenge worker. I don't think anybody should shop at Walmart under any circumstances. If you are inclined to walk into Walmart, quickly cut your throat so that you bleed to death in the parking lot before you ever make it through the door. Don't go there. He begged. There's a letter that was publicized, letters from clergy members urging Walmart to change its ways. Change your evil ways. The letter says, "Jesus would not embrace Walmart's values of greed and profits at any cost, particularly when children suffer as a result of those misguided values." Now, Walmart answered by saying that, this is just a bunch of bat squeeze, that Walmart has done wonderful things. They're saving working families money by selling everything real cheap. They're providing jobs and supporting charities and on and on and on. And, you know what I say to all this, right? It's probably the same thing you say. Screw them all. It's just insane. Not wakeupwalmart.com. Any union that is doing something actively against these behemoth, rapacious, disgusting, contemptible mega corporations who outsource their work to near slave labor conditions in countries where they can get away with it, and then bring this garbage into the United States and sell it to the American consumer. You know, why do we buy this stuff anyway? 99% of everything, didn't Zappa say, it was a 95% of everything is bullshit. Can't say that. 95% of everything is not true. I didn't say it. Kathy's looking at me like, okay, well, there goes your job. No. Why do we buy this garbage? Do you ever go through your house and, get some boxes and you say to your spouse, we got to clean some of this stuff out of here. And you go through your house, you start boxing stuff up to take to Goodwill or Last Chance Thrift Store or wherever you get rid of your stuff. We do that periodically. We're in the process of doing that now because we're having some work done in the kitchen, and that requires cleaning out the cabinets, especially the cabinets under the sink and under the countertops. Good God! The stuff we found three little children under there. But if you look at the stuff that you throw out or give away, hopefully give away, and you wonder, what possessed me to buy it? It's all garbage.
I think maybe there's some missing white women under there, Mike. We need to come and look. Well, I'll bring a wrestler and some worms.
We'll be right back.
Better get yourself together, darling. Join the human race. How in the world are you gonna see? Laughing at fools like me. Who on earth do you think you are? A superstar? Well, right you are. Where we all shine on. Like the moon and the stars.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Quick, whose words are these? The government of the United States is not in any sense founded on a Christian religion. If you guessed America's founding fathers, you're right. The quote is from the 1797 Treaty of Tripoli. Those words were approved unanimously by the Senate and signed by President John Adams. They dovetail nicely with the Constitution, which doesn't mention God, and the Bill of Rights, which established the separation of church and state. They show America as the founders intended, the world's first secular government. Recently, religious right-wingers have tried to undermine American principles by rewriting America's history. But don't be fooled. One of our core strengths has always been the religious diversity allowed to flourish when the government stays out of religion. That tradition is our true heritage and our true strength.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Is the only life we'll see. So I won't be afraid. No, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me.
It's about 9 before the hour. Don't forget, coming up right after the break at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by James Marston, who is an environmental defense attorney. He's attending the conference. He's from Texas. He's attending the conference, UN conference, that 190 nations apparently are attending in Montreal all this week. It's a 10-day-long conference trying to address the issue of global climate change, global warming, and the utter destruction of this planet, caused by 200 years of dumping so-called greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, and what can be done to stop it, if anything. At this point, it would take a massive effort, but the United States, under George W. Bush, is not the least bit interested. Sam and Jay lets me know where Jesus shops. Jesus shops at Costco, of course. Okay, thanks. Let's do some phone calls here while we are killing this hour. Is the program boring tonight, Kathy? Is it boring, you think?
I don't know, Mike. How does that make you feel? I don't find it boring at all. What do you think?
Diane is calling from Virginia. Diane, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey.
You know, if she keeps on like that, her voice is going to set like that, and it's not going to be pretty.
That's what your mother used to tell you when you'd stick your tongue out.
Basically, you cross your eyes, which is...
Or you cross your eyes. Your eyes are going to freeze that way.
All I'm saying about, like, the WWE, which had to change its name because, like, the WWF, like, the World Wildlife Fund got upset at them. I don't care how non-political individual wrestlers are. I don't care that they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart, like the USO, omitting the fact that McMahon has the worldwide broadcast rights for anything he does overseas with the troops, that they have shows promoting it before and after, and that their target demographic are guys who are basically wanting to get entertainment or chicken hawks and want to deal with the pretend wrestling like women deal with the pretend romance of soap operas. Wrestling is male soaps.
Mm-hmm.
We understand this.
Right.
I don't care about all of that. What I care about is that Rita Cosby and all the people who are packaging this tour are doing it as a patriotic act or propaganda targeting the American people, not the soldiers.
Thank you.
When the wrestlers go there, they're going to deal with the torn limbs and the upset men and women. And people are just trying to cope far away from home during the holidays. They will be human, and they will do what they can. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
But when MSNBC sends its target sob sister out into Iraq, not touching anything on the ground, including any reality, to show the American people that, yes, we care, except we don't really, like, bring them home.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really criticize the politicians and the mercenaries and the contractors that are keeping them there under harm's way. We don't do the important things to really take care of them. We just say, oh, Triple H went down there and body-piled somebody. Isn't that nice?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's the cheapness of the endeavor. I do not have any objection after listening to what Franken did with Triple H on a USO tour, if not last year, the year before, and it was very sincere, very well thought out, and no BS was involved. I do have an objection to MSNBC putting their heart on their sleeve, like having one more showing of It's a Wonderful Life, except we get to use anguished faces of Iraqi troops to do it.
That's what I'm talking about. I hear you loud and clear, Diane.
Well, I just got one more beef. It's a tiny one.
Okay.
I do not care about the Chronicles of Narnia. I do not care that it may be a tonic for the troops, but, oh, no, we're not going to have blood and gore this time, kiddies. We get to have lions dying, cute little kitties dying. I don't care about that. I care that Philip Anschutz, who can cut me off any gosh darn minute he wants to because it's his own phone line. I do not care about anything except the fact that if he were truly a Christian man, he would get out of the Department of Justice's way, turn over state's evidence concerning Afshin Moshebi and Joseph Nacho, who plundered Quest, so people who used to be with the Bell system, retirees, have pennies to knock together and their benefits slashed and their stock a penny stock.
I hear you. Diane, well said. Well said, dear heart. Thank you. I appreciate you checking in. Stay with us, Truth Seekers. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Weeks after Katrina ravaged New Orleans, exposing American poverty to the world, Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez toured the South Bronx, one of America's poorest neighborhoods. During his visit, Chavez pledged to ship heating oil at a deeply discounted rate to needy South Bronx residents. On Tuesday afternoon, I watched in person as the first oil shipments rolled in. While I stood in the freezing cold amidst cheering South Bronx residents, I couldn't help thinking, why is it that America's poor have to rely on a foreign president to keep them warm over the winter? I soon discovered that LIHEAP, the government program that provides vouchers for low-income households to pay for heating bills, has been chronically underfunded. Today, less than one quarter of all eligible households are being served. Yet Congress continues to leave the poor out in the cold, and Chavez certainly can't provide for everyone. So who is going to fix this broken system? I'm Sam Graham Felsen for Air America Radio. For more, visit thenation.com.
You're telling this committee you didn't know your statements were false.
No, Senator, I did not.
You're under oath?
I know that.
Well, look right here in the Nation magazine. All that claptrap was debunked.
I don't read the Nation.
Nobody told you about it?
Nobody in the White House reads the Nation.
Well, maybe they should. I think the American people assume these decisions you make are based on fact.
That's not the way we operate.
Oh, I am getting you guys the Nation.
Don't waste your money.
Oh, it doesn't take money. A four-week mini subscription is free.
I don't want a four-week mini subscription free.
You'd rather remain in ignorance?
I'd rather remain in my job.
You're saying they fire you for reading the Nation.
Not for reading it, Senator. Just for being seen with it.
Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept our free mini subscription. That's readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Network News. I'm Emily Hoffman. Today, George W. and his buddies have turned the government into America's number one union buster. That from AFL-CIO Executive Vice President Linda Chavez Thompson, as hundreds of union members picketed the White House and tried to deliver a petition to Bush urging him to protect workers' rights and pass labor-friendly legislation. The demonstration was the latest in a series of events around the country designed to coincide with International Human Rights Week and bring attention to the labor movement. Rallies also took place today in Boston, Chicago, and Denver. A clash in the UN about comments on human rights. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan defended his High Commissioner for Human Rights today after U.S. Ambassador John Bolton rebuked her for criticizing the U.S. stance on torture. High Commissioner Louise Arbour said yesterday that the U.S.-led war on terror undermined the global ban on torture, a criticism Bolton called inappropriate and illegitimate. Arbour avoided directly naming the U.S. in her statement and press conference commemorating Human Rights Day, but she criticized the United States' practice of holding prisoners in secret detention centers. Annan says he wants to take up the matter with Bolton as soon as possible. Patriot Act fans have reason to celebrate today. Their Republican negotiators reached an agreement today to extend key provisions of the terrorism measure, but one senator says he plans to try to block it. Wisconsin Democrat Russ Feingold says the bill does not include adequate safeguards for civil liberties. Feingold was the only senator to vote against the original version. He's warning of a possible filibuster. Legislation to choke off illegal immigration, both at the border and in the workplace, cleared a key House committee today, despite strong objections from Democrats who say immigration reform must also deal with the 11 million illegal immigrants already in the country. The bill requires the Homeland Security Department to detain anyone who tries to enter the country illegally and sets new mandatory minimum sentences on smugglers and people convicted of reentry after approval. Democrats on the committee say border security measures are doomed to fail if nothing's done about those already in the country. Representative Howard Berman says the tourist industry, as well as the fruit and vegetable industries, would be devastated if no guest worker program is available. And Zimbabwe is in meltdown. That's how United Nations Humanitarian Chief Jan Engeled is describing the African country after visiting there. He also called President Robert Mugabe's rejection of tents for hundreds of thousands of people evicted and made homeless this year as puzzling. Air America Radio Network News, I'm Emily Hoffman.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Sender regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you. I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. And yeah, we're playing John Lennon music all night. A little maybe Lennon McCartney music thrown in. As promised, we are joined now from Montreal by Jim Marston. He is an attorney. He is also an environmental defense attorney. I should put it that way. He leads the environmental defense efforts on environmental policy in Texas and has spent a great deal of time in this particular field. I could go on and on with his CV, but I'd rather just have him come on and talk. Jim, thanks for checking in. Good to hear from you.
Well, thank you for having me on tonight.
There is a 10-day conference, obviously, going on in Montreal. And as I mentioned to the audience earlier tonight, we here in the States, with the exception of a couple of articles from the foreign press, a little bit in the Miami Herald, maybe a little bit in the Washington Post, I have no idea what is happening. There are representatives, I understand, from 189 or 190 nations there, including business leaders, government officials, environmental policy experts, scientists. And the United States is just kind of sitting down here worrying about more missing white women in Aruba.
Well, it is sad when you're in an international conference like this, you realize that most of the world is paying attention to a very serious problem of global warming. And I'm, you know, now watching CNN on television, and for the last 4 hours, not one story about what is a really the biggest threat to us, even a bigger threat than terrorism.
Yeah, I've been keeping an eye on CNN and MSNBC also this evening, and all they're talking about is an airplane that skidded off the runway in Chicago.
You're right. I mean,
that's
stop.
It. That's it. It's incredible. Tell us a bit, if you would, what the conference, what the goal is, who called it, what's the idea here?
Well, this is the follow-up of the parties to first the Climate Change Convention the United States is a part of, from the Rio Conference under George Bush the First. But it's also the follow-up to the Kyoto Accords. And so 189 countries, more than 8,500 delegates, observers, press, and people like me from non-governmental organizations are here trying to make progress on solving the terrible problem of global warming.
And today, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, and we're looking at not only what are the current obligations, but what we ought to do in the coming years beyond the terms of the Kyoto Accord, which ended in 2013.
Mm-hmm. One of the people who is at that conference is, I'm sure you know this, is a man named Chris Horner, who is a senior official with the Washington-based Competitive Enterprise Institute. He is a veteran campaigner against Kyoto and against the evidence of climate change. The Independent of the UK reports today that this thug worked behind the scenes to put together a phony organization funded in part by ExxonMobil, the world's biggest oil company, in Europe. It was called the European Sound Climate Policy Coalition, and it was put together specifically and funded specifically to destroy or undermine any attempts in Europe to work for the nations of Europe to work together to thwart or at least address the issue of global warming. Have you come in contact with this guy, A? B, have you punched him out yet?
I've not seen him, and I've not hit anybody yet at the conference, I'll say that.
Well, that's good. I guess that's a bad idea.
Yes. You know, the sad thing is most of the world, most of the countries, most of the businesses here are looking to solve a problem. We have a few outliers, one being companies like ExxonMobil and a number of front groups that they fund. Mm-hmm. Competitive Enterprise Institute is just one of the many front groups, and actually the CEI has some other front groups like the one you've talked about, mm-hmm. Using a European sounding name. And of course then there's the United States, and to almost the same extent, Saudi Arabia against the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to most areas of this conference, people are talking about how do you solve a problem. You go to the United States, they are giving excuses why we ought not to do anything. You meet with most companies here, whether they're European, South American, or today I was meeting with officials from a New Mexico utility who believe global warming's real and it's time to get after it. But then you have companies like Exxon or General Motors saying, oh, let's wait, let's not do anything.
Given the best science available on this, Jim, and I know this is, since it is science, it can be amenable to change, it is debatable, how much time is there left before this becomes a problem that unless it's addressed, it becomes insurmountable? Now, before you answer, I've been reading about the one of the effects of global warming is the melting of the tundra in Siberia, which is releasing enormous amounts of methane into the atmosphere. I mean, tons upon tons upon tons. And if it melts completely, that area of Siberia is going to, on its own, be responsible for a massive shift in global temperature. So how much time is there left?
Well, there have been a number of modeling processes, or modeling runs been done over the last many years. And they always had a range. And the opponents of action now always try to glom on to the less drastic numbers. Well, it's only going to be 2 or 3 degrees warmer on average. Well, by the way, that's pretty bad,
mm-hmm.
Considering it's an average. But what appears to be happening is the upper range of the modeling is what we're experiencing.
Right.
Not 2 or 3 degrees increase in average temperature over the next 40 years, but more like 7 or 8 degrees. Not a few inches in the rise of sea level, but several feet. I think the answer to your question is it's already too late not to have some significant impacts. We are seeing more severe hurricanes, many more severe hurricanes. We're seeing in heat waves in Europe like we've not seen before.
Glacial melting all over the planet?
Yes. Oh, today it was about, and I know you talked about the problem in Siberia, but also the glaciers in Greenland are melting quickly, which has significant impact for sea level rise. So we're going to have significant problems. The question is, do we act soon where it's only bad, or do we ignore the problem where it's catastrophic? Frankly, we have probably at most 20 years to make very, very significant changes. And every week, every month that goes by, it gets harder to solve the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If we act now, we can reduce the total impact. The cost will be relatively modest. If we wait for years, it'll be very hard to turn the economy around. The problem with global warming, it's not like local air pollution, where if you stop polluting today, you have benefits tomorrow.
Right.
Putting greenhouse gases in the air is a problem that will last for 50 years from now on. Whatever we do today is going to be in the atmosphere mm-hmm. for 50 additional years.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing, too, and we're coming up on a break here. Can you stick around a little bit longer?
I can stick around. We're working as many hours as we can stay awake, so I'm happy to have a break from meetings and happy to talk with you.
Okay, because I do want to address also, a lot of people think that it just has to do with atmospheric conditions, but we're also altering with the global warming the current mechanisms of the oceans, which have a profound effect on climate. And I'm just curious, when we come back, as to your take on if the United States will ever find the leadership to address this. We'll be right back. We're talking with Jim Marston. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken, because I know you love chicken, and who doesn't like toast?
Or
I got you this Italian cookbook, because I know you loved Tuscany, and I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
Twenty-one past the hour. We are talking with Jim Marston, who joins us from Montreal, Canada, where he is an attendee at a 189-member, 189-nation convocation sponsored by the United Nations, where it concerns global warming and global climate change. That issue, Jim, of the shift in both the salinity of water and water temperature is also going to have a profound effect. I understand that were it not for the Gulf Stream and the way this engine of ocean currents works, that Northern Europe would be almost uninhabitable.
Now, that's right. And what is pretty scary is earlier this week, for the first time, scientists measured that the current appears to be slowing down. That alone, the possibility that the Gulf Stream, to use the popular term for that current, mm-hmm. might not work as it has for the last several thousands of years, tens of thousands of years, ought to be enough to frighten anybody into acting right now, just in case it might not work as it has been. The Europeans are convinced. The only place where there's fake science that has any play at all is in the U.S.
What would be, not necessarily a worst-case scenario, just a scientific scenario, if the Gulf Stream, so-called, weakened to the point, slowed to the point, stopped, and I believe that has a bit to do with the infusion of fresh water,
yes,
into the oceans. The melting of the glaciers in Greenland is a classic example. What would happen in terms of how people live, starting with the British Isles, or starting with France, the British Isles, the Nordic countries, and working inland?
Well, literally, you could have winter temperatures 20, 30 degrees cooler than they are right now, which have tremendous effects not only just lifestyle, but on agriculture and rainfall. These very densely populated countries only survive because the weather is a certain level. I don't think we really can understand all the dramatic impacts it might have. It's frankly not just on the Europeans. It's a circular process,
mm-hmm.
and if the flow from the Gulf of Mexico to England and into Norway slows down, it also means we have less flow back to the U.S. Affects everything from our rainfall to our fisheries.
Now, I read two things that caught my eye recently. First of all, the Inuit or the native people in far reaches of the Western Hemisphere and in Europe have filed, if not a lawsuit, they filed a petition blaming the United States for destroying their or in the process of destroying their 5,000-year way of life, that it's rapidly coming to an end, the loss of natural wildlife, the loss of and therefore their traditions, their tribal traditions and their customs. And I also read that in the South Pacific there is I forget the name of the island or the people there, but they've had to evacuate an island because the rising of the water already is to a point where it puts everybody on the island in jeopardy.
We used to think that global warming was a few decades away before we would really recognize the impacts. Well, already in the Arctic we see dramatic changes, and already in the Pacific we see islands literally going underwater. This week the Inuits, which we, I guess some people would know better as Eskimos, from Canada and the U.S. filed a petition with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights claiming a violation of the Declaration of Human Rights that was passed in 1990, American Declaration of Human Rights passed in 1948. You're right. Exactly right. I can't even read my own handwriting about what year it was. It's not quite a lawsuit, but it certainly would be a declaration similar to declarations we have around the world, even kind of claims against people like Saddam Hussein for crimes against humanity.
Right.
And then there are literally lawsuits in federal court against the U.S. government and certain large polluters by, I think it's three different nations in the Pacific whose islands are either already underwater or are projected to be underwater very soon.
Jim, let me get you hold on one more, just one more break, okay? We'll put you on hold and come back. We're talking with Jim Marston. Stick around. We're going to talk about solutions when we come back. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Recently, the FDA approved a new ingredient to lower both total and LDL cholesterol. And believe it or not, it's not another drug. This new ingredient is 100% safe and natural, and you can find it in my new Colox formula. Plus, there's now a second ingredient approved to reduce your risk of heart disease and help Colox lower cholesterol even more effectively. And you don't have to take my word for it, since the two active ingredients in my new Colox and Solos formulas are the first non-drug therapies actually approved by our government to lower cholesterol and reduce your risk of heart disease. And today, one of them is free.
That's right, free. Call 800-311-FREE and discover how these products can help you lower your cholesterol over 20% or up to 60 points in 60 days. Call 1-800-311-FREE to order Colox and two free bottles of Solos with your first order. That's over $80 in product free. Call now, 800-311-FREE, or visit us on the web at www.colox.com. That's C-H-O-L-O-X.com.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I hope you'll think of me every time you use this 9-volt variable speed executive nose hair trimmer.
Or
I hope you'll think of me every time you listen to this CD of romantic piano concertos.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Did you know that most vacuums sold today spew dust and bacteria back into the air your family breathes? It's disgusting, I know. Hi, I'm David Orrick, and I want to assure you that my 8-pound Orrick XL does not blow dirt back into the air. For a healthier environment, you want a hypoallergenic Orrick XL. Call me at 1-800-989-4200 for a free 30-day trial. 1-800-989-4200. I promise, my Orrick XL won't blow dirt back into the air. Ever.
How much would it cost your small business if your computers crashed? A federal agency reports that half of the businesses who lost their data center for 10 days or longer filed for bankruptcy. Don't let this happen to you. Omnitech gives you 24/7 computer support. They'll back up your data nightly, stop viruses and hackers, and when your computer crashes, they guarantee to have you up and running within 24 hours for any reason.
Our servers blew due to a power surge, and we thought we lost our customer list. It saved our business that Omnitech had them backed up.
My employees used to wait for hours for tech support, but since we switched to Omnitech, problems get resolved quickly.
Give your employees a single toll-free number to reach a Microsoft-certified technician who will fix any computer problem day or night while they're on the phone. With Omnitech, you'll have an IT army for less than the cost of your morning cup of coffee. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 800-936-6132 for your free trial. 800-936-6132. Call now. 800-936-6132.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's gotomypc.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
Like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy.
Making the pie higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Possessing and caressing me.
Twenty-five before the hour, we're talking with Jim Marston, who's an environmental defense attorney and a non-government delegate or representative from the United States in Montreal, Quebec, where a 100 almost 190 member conference is occurring on global warming. Jim, as far as a solution, I know you made it clear a few minutes ago that we are already in a situation where it's impossible to go back, but something has to be done now. But what action, solution may be the wrong word, I'm sure it is. What actions can be taken to either retard or stop what we're doing?
Well, Mike, the good news is there are solutions to this problem. For the last 3 years, in addition to running our Texas office, I've headed up the efforts of environmental defense to work on global warming solutions at the state level. So I get credit for a lot of things that the state folks are doing, and I don't have to deal with the yahoos in Washington who are not doing what is necessary.
Mm-hmm.
What has been great is that a whole series of folks from around the country, around the U.S., at the state and local level have been here telling delegates from other countries and dealing with the rest of the world, saying, well, the Bush administration may say they won't do anything, or they're only going to try voluntary programs, but we have solutions that we are putting in place in our state or in our city that are working. Mayor Greg Nichols from Seattle was here with the program he has both in his city, and he signed up 198 mayors to do local climate change programs. Representing Fran Pavley from California, the author of the First in the Nation Standard for Emissions of Global Warming Gases from Automobiles, was here. Some representatives from the Northeast states who were talking about their plan to reduce emissions from utilities. That will be announced next week. California officials are all over the place. And maybe the most striking story was a study done by the Energy Foundation about the state of California's efforts over the last dozen or so years and the efforts in a state in Brazil, the state of Sao Paulo. That study showed that those two states, very important parts of two big countries, were able to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions by 50% over the last decade and save their citizens money. The greenhouse gas reduction in California has resulted in the average household in California saving $1,000 a year. So those who say we can't solve the problem or it's too expensive just don't know the facts. But fortunately, we've got local folks saying mm-hmm. we can solve the problem even if Washington doesn't want to do so.
You know,
even Washington just here being a spokesperson for Exxon or for General Motors.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what you just laid out, these two examples of California and Sao Paulo. It's so frustrating because if the reality of global warming can be addressed and addressed successfully, and if it saves citizens money, and if it generates, and I think it would now, new industries to fight this horror, if all of that is true, why would the Bush administration or the Republican Party in general be so opposed to plans and schemes and ideas to get a handle on this? It's not a welfare program. It's not a liberal program. It's a matter of survival, for God's sake. That's A. But B, you can make money on it. So what is their problem? Please, give me an answer on that, Jim.
The interesting thing is we will set standards and use markets. We can solve this problem. It is so ironic that these folks who claim that America is the greatest nation in the world have turned their back on the Kennedy legacy who got us to the moon, or even Morning America with Ronald Reagan. It's, oh, woe is me, we can't do anything. Let me tell you what's really going on. It's rather than using markets and incentives and new technology to solve the problem, the administration is protecting a few industries, a few industry members like General Motors who are making cars that nobody's buying anymore, or ExxonMobil, rather than going even with the leaders in those industries. You know, BP is here saying, yes, not only can we solve the problem globally, we have done so. We have reduced our greenhouse gas emissions well more than the Kyoto Accord requirements and saved us millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. You can do so also. It's a matter of whether you're there solving the problem, caring about the big economy, or whether you're protecting your friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, it fuels the regular audience of this program knows I have, Jim, and that it's a deep and abiding contempt, disgust, and hatred of this administration. Now, I fully admit there has been inaction on the part of Democrats as well as Republicans. By the same token, I have never seen an administration so just absolutely opposed to any effort whatsoever to address what is a serious problem. So I just get enraged about it. Now, I want to ask you. Go ahead.
Let me say one irony. I went to the U.S. briefing yesterday. And they were bragging about all the things they were doing about global warming. And each of the programs was nothing but a big spending program, mostly subsidies for their friends. And the rest of the world is saying, let's use markets. This is supposed to be an administration that's all about opening up markets and using market mechanisms to solve problems. And they are turning their back on markets.
Mm-hmm. Well, even this idea of, is it called New Source Review? I'm not sure of the term here. When a coal-fired energy-producing plant upgrades, they have to install equipment that cleans their emissions. And even that is being resisted.
Well, you got the term right. Basically, in 1970, the utilities made a deal with the American people in Congress. They said, oh, don't make us go back and retrofit our plants now, because we soon are going to shut down these old plants.
Mm-hmm.
But if we ever do spend a lot of money upgrading or to continue these plants, we'll install at that time new up-to-date pollution-preventing equipment. Well, the companies never did shut down those plants. 40 years later, almost 35 years later, those plants are still operating. They're spending millions, really billions of dollars to keep the plants in operation, but they don't want to spend the money necessary to bring those plants up to modern standards with regard to their environmental emissions.
It's just astounding. It's just astounding. I've got a question here. I've heard this term global dimming. What is this? I understand the amount of sunlight reaching the Earth is being reduced. Is that true?
Well, you're asking a very complex scientific question. The answer is yes and no. Clearly, in some places, because of pollution, particularly what we call particulate pollution, it kind of comes from the burning of fossil fuels.
Mm-hmm.
Less sunlight is coming through, and that has all sorts of impacts, including, oddly enough, we probably for a temporary time are masking the effects of global warming because we have less sunlight coming through. That has other negative consequences, but at some point, the mask is going to come off, and how bad the global warming problem is going to be revealed, it's going to speed up. And that's what has a number of scientists alarmed about global warming, that the evidence is showing that it's going to happen sooner, and it's going to be at the high end or the more serious end of the earlier models.
So this so-called global dimming has to do with deflection of sunlight because of particulate matter. I'm not sure I understand how that accelerates global warming.
Well, in the short term, it actually decelerates it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It has meant that we have, for a while, mask the effects of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases in the upper atmosphere that act like a greenhouse, mm-hmm. or like we say in the South, hothouses.
Right, right.
They keep hot, keep the heat from escaping.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a while, the
Jim, I got Jim. Let me interrupt. Yeah. Let me break here. I got to take one more break.
Sure.
We'll come back. We'll have about 4 or 5 minutes to finish this up. But hold
no
that
problem.
Thought. We'll come back to it. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
And if somebody loved me like she do me, she do me, yes she does.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet-dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
I wondered who kept turning up the heat and why I couldn't get a good night's sleep. My body was just announcing that menopause was arriving. Good thing I'd heard about MenoCheck.
The MenoCheck Menopause Indicator Test is FDA approved and easy to use. It accurately measures FSH, a hormone that becomes elevated with the arrival of menopause.
MenoCheck helped end the uncertainty. Today, I feel great.
MenoCheck, available at Walgreens and other fine retailers. Learn more at MenoCheck.com.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines 5 specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news. There's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 9:30 before the hour. I'm finishing up our conversation here with Jim Marston, who is environmental defense attorney, is from Texas, where he's done an awful lot of work. He's now in Montreal attending this 10-day conference, United Nations conference, attended by 189 countries. Both government representatives and non-government representatives trying to understand and do something about global warming. Now, we were talking about particulate matter and global dimming and the overall effect of this, I think. Right, Jim?
Yeah, we were, Michael. But maybe rather than having a scientific conversation tonight, maybe I ought to tell just a couple stories about what our government is doing.
Well, that'll be good. That'll be good. Go ahead.
While the rest of the world, maybe with the exception of Saudi Arabia, are talking about what we do next about global warming, the United States is trying to prevent discussions about what we do after the 2012 period. While the rainforest nations, the developing world, is coming forward with ideas about how they can help solve global warming. And one of the stated objections that the Bush administration had to being in Kyoto, the Bush administration is saying, oh, we don't need to talk about that now. Let's leave that for another time, or the science is too uncertain, or if we start talking, it'll be the beginning of a pathway to actually doing something, and we don't want to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
We stand essentially alone in the entire world. It's kind of, you know, as somebody who is from Texas, where we're really patriotic and always thought our country was a leader, it is really kind of, it's not only surprising, it's kind of sad that we are abandoning our historic role as a leader on economic and environmental issues.
Mm-hmm.
I have there's a story where Harlan Watson, the head of the U.S. delegation, who was, of course, nominated for this position by Exxon in a letter to Dick Cheney, he was asked at a press conference, well, is there any level at which the greenhouse gases might get, that you would have the U.S. act now?
Hmm.
And he said, no, it doesn't matter how bad the problem is. And a woman who had to be in her 20s stood up and started crying and said, you're writing off my generation. How can you not care? No response from him.
Mm-hmm.
Or a man, an African-American man from Lake Charles, Louisiana, whose house had been wiped out by Hurricane Rita, the strongest recorded hurricane in history.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, we've got to do something. We're having more of these very, very severe hurricanes, those registered as Category 4 and 5. We're having more of those than we've ever had before. He said, we've got to act now because I see the real effect. And, of course, Mr. Watson says, oh, well, we have studies to show that global warming is not creating more hurricanes, of course, ignoring the fact that the fellow first had real-life evidence of something happening to him,
mm-hmm.
but also the question was not more hurricanes, more severe hurricanes. So they, you know, just playing fast and loose and kind of even unconcerned about people in our own country that are experiencing adverse effects.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jim, we're about out of time. I hope we can talk again, and I'm sure there's going to be some sort of a position paper or conclusion drawn when this conference is over. When does it end, by the way?
Well, it ends on Saturday. By the way, President Bill Clinton's coming tomorrow. It's going to give him a big buzz to, and have somebody say, yes, let's act now. But it's pretty clear the rest of the world is going to go ahead without the U.S. The question is how far and how fast. Yeah. They'd do more if the U.S. were not obstructing. But they're going to go forward, and hopefully at some point in time, maybe one of these local officials like the mayor of Seattle or the state representative from California will be in charge, and we'll do something constructive.
Well, I'll be curious to see, and I look forward to seeing what the final report is from this conference. I want to thank you a lot, Jim. I appreciate you taking time to talk with us. When you get back to Texas, I hope we talk again, okay?
Mike, thanks for having us on, and thanks for covering this issue. It's a big deal, and sadly, much of the American press is not covering the issue.
I hear that loud and clear. Thanks, Jim. Take care, okay?
Bye.
All right, sir. You know, I've said before on this program, we do not cover this issue to the degree that we should. We really don't. It reminds me of, is it Jonathan Schell? Jonathan, the guy who wrote the book about nuclear winter, Fate of the Earth. Yeah, Jonathan Schell, right? Back in the 70s, 80s, Fate of the Earth. About what would happen if a nuclear winter was brought about on this planet because of an exchange of nuclear weapons, throwing up so much debris into the air that it totally blocked out the sun. And one of the points that Shell made that just made my blood run cold is that extinction means that anything that was ever done on Earth, all of it, every single event that ever occurred, there would be no one here to remember it, no one to record it, and it would all end. Global warming is precisely the same, isn't it?
On Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor. Now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511.
The ACLU brings you the third installment of the groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 3, Dissent. Tune in to watch shocking stories about everyday Americans who practice their right to free speech and dissent, only to be thwarted, harassed, or arrested. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to witness alarming attempts to discourage Americans' rights to free speech.
I don't think there's ever been a government that likes criticism. I don't think there's ever been a government that likes dissent.
This show reminds us why the First Amendment is so vital to the Constitution of the United States. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Negotiators from the U.S. House and Senate have reached a compromise on reauthorizing the USA Patriot Act. The legislation broadened police powers after the 9/11 attacks. One aspect of the compromise is a four-year extension of some of the act's most controversial elements. House leaders had wanted a 10-year extension. Key provisions of the act are set to expire early next year. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez called the compromise a win for the American people. The American Civil Liberties Union called the deal a sham that fails to address some of its biggest concerns. The family of an American hostage in Iraq who may have been killed by his captors says it will remain hopeful that he is still alive until officially told otherwise. A statement on a website often used by insurgents says Ronald Schultz was killed by a group calling itself the Islamic Army in Iraq. His sister Julie says the family is reaching out to his captors to send him home alive.
This is our family reaching out to those who have my brother. And that's where we want to leave this. This is not a political issue for us at this point. It is, I want my brother home safe.
If the internet site claim is true, Schultz would be the first American hostage executed in Iraq in more than a year. Neither the White House nor the U.S. Embassy in Iraq has confirmed this report. A Southwest Airlines plane coming in for a landing at Chicago's Midway Airport slid off the runway and crashed into a vehicle on a nearby street on Thursday. The plane went through an airport boundary fence onto the street and hit a vehicle that was passing by. Everyone reportedly got off the plane in an orderly manner. Weather conditions at the time the plane skidded off the runway included heavy snow and greatly reduced visibility. In a speech to the Council on Foreign Relations, former Democratic presidential nominee John Kerry said the war on terror cannot be won without a greater transformation of the Middle East and its Arab core.
At home, in the Middle East, and around the world, we have to convince a whole bunch more people that the war on terror is in fact a common fight against a threat to our collective security, not just America's fight against terrorists.
Kerry said more should be done with U.S. allies to improve perceptions of the U.S. in the Middle East while reducing global dependence on oil and preparing the U.S. military to meet the new challenges of modern conflicts. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he's going to sleep closer to work if transit workers go out on strike next week. He says he will sleep at the Office of Emergency Management Office across from City Hall in Brooklyn. He says he could walk across the Brooklyn Bridge for the duration of the strike. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. and you can collaborate or present with anyone anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Thanks for joining us. One of our regular listeners, Cindy, had a root canal done, and she stayed home and watched a movie on television, and what she watched was Hearts and Minds, and I believe it's available now on DVD. It was made in 1974. It's an Academy Award-winning documentary that takes a look at the war in Vietnam, and as Cindy mentions in her email, the comparisons between the lies and deceptions that were put on the American people all those years ago, 35 years ago, the comparison between that and what the Bush crime family has done here in 2003 is remarkable. Or are remarkable. So check it out. Hearts and Minds. I'm sure you all have heard of that one. I guess we should do some phone calls, right? Let me give the number here, 866-303-2270. And we will get your calls. Matter of fact, let's start now. Let's start with Morgan, who is calling in from Portland, Oregon. Morgan, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Problem. Thank you very much. I have a question for you. I was reading a book about 2000. It was written by Al Gore about the environment, and I was taken back by the book because it was hinting on some of the things I had seen in my own environment. I was an adamant fisherman around here in Oregon, and I started noticing lesions on the fish and warnings in the papers not to eat, and the fish that were bottom feeders and such in the area. And so it kind of spiked my interest a little bit more, and I started to read his book. And when he ran for office, I couldn't help but notice the environment really didn't come up much. And when he addressed the nation, I'm just wondering, why is it that the environment is almost treated as almost a taboo issue? And do you think that the large corporations, you know, their pressure on the candidates and their donations make that much of a difference that a candidate is so hot on the environment would almost be silent when it came up to debates on the air?
I don't know why Gore did not place more emphasis since he wrote, what was it, Earth in the Balance. As far as the major polluters, the U.S. corporations that are the major polluters, yeah, they provide millions upon millions upon millions of dollars To both, mostly to Republicans. I would say that probably 80%, the last time I looked at one of those graphs that shows where the money goes, the political money, about 80% goes to Republicans. Another 20% goes to dinos, Democrats in name only, people like Joe Lieberman, people like, I'm drawing a blank on his name. But anyway, so they exert an awful lot of power. This America has become a corporatist state, which is a polite way of saying a fascist state. Anyway, I mean, we're already there. There's no point in pretending that we're not. That's A. B, I think the reason that someone who claims to be a dedicated environmentalist, as Al Gore claimed to be in his book and has claimed periodically over the course of his political life, the only thing I can come up with is that people like Al Gore, who claim to be dedicated political environmentalists, understand that the problem is so big it can't be reduced to sound bites. And we, the American public, are either disinterested, don't give a damn, or see the problem as so horrendous that we get involved in denial and just say, no, it's nonsense.
I would agree with that to a certain extent. But I also think, I'm 37 years old. I've lived in Oregon majority of my life and was in the military and traveled, went to exotic lands and watched our country shoot people. And,
yeah.
And not to take that lightly, but one of the other things I've noticed is, even in my own life, there is so much going on right now. I just lost my job after 5 years, and then after leaving the company that I was with, sent an internal memo that a friend emailed me that said that they're outsourcing 70% of their work that now comes in. You're almost overburdened just in your own life to stay afloat.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's to say that you want to get involved in other things. One of the people said, "Well, wouldn't it be great to go out and help the poor?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Start with me."
I think what you're referring to, maybe obliquely, is Maslow's hierarchy of needs. The psychoanalytic approach or the humanistic approach. We can't think in macro terms until we've worked things out in micro terms. In other words, if I don't have a job and I've got kids and a spouse and I'm trying to support my family, that's where my focus is. It's not on whether or not ExxonMobil is a rapacious, filthy son of a bitch of a company that is destroying the environment, destroying the atmosphere, and 40 years from now we're all going to choke to death. I can't go there. I'm thinking about my kid or my children. I'm thinking about, you know, where am I going to get a job? How am I going to do this? How am I going to handle that? So what you're describing is a common and completely understandable way of dealing with a problem like global warming. That's the way we all dealt with mutual assured destruction from roughly 1955 until the Soviet Union collapsed.
Right.
And you know, it was such a horrendous, just unimaginable problem that we just said, no, I'm sorry, you know, it's not going to happen. And it could have happened at any point along that timeline, but we set it aside. Denial is a great evolutionary tool to cause us not to just throw up our hands and say to hell with it and crawl into a cave and die. So I hear what you're saying, and it certainly makes sense to me. I don't focus on it. You don't focus on it. 99.9% of us don't focus on this overarching problem to the extent that we should.
Right.
But I think the problem is we're looking for leadership. I think we would focus on it if our leaders would set policies that, I mean, you and I don't focus on the military because even though you've been in the military, you don't focus on it because we have a department.
Actually, I'm kind of fixated on the issue now because
it's
home with me. But
right, we have a Department of Defense.
Sure.
You know, I don't focus on.
We've outsourced that too, but.
Right.
And really, we have. We've outsourced our military. I remember being in Desert Storm, and I went in as a medic, so my job was to heal anybody who came across my table.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing the 13, 14, 15-year-old kids, the old 50, 60-year-old men that were coming across that were shot up.
But you understand what I'm saying. Some of these situations require leadership. That old saying, act globally, think locally. Sure, that's a good idea. We need somebody to provide the global leadership. And as far as the Republicans and this pig in the White House, George Bush, it's not happening. As far as Al Gore is concerned, I kind of have my questions about his dedication, political dedication. He may have a deep, or may have had a deep and abiding conviction and dedication to saving the environment, but he was first and foremost a politician, wasn't he?
Sure.
And if you have something that cannot be reduced to a 10, 15, 20, 30-second soundbite, and yet the opposition to it can be reduced to a 15-second soundbite, in other words, the Republicans are able to say, Al Gore wants to destroy jobs. You see how easy that is?
Absolutely.
Where Al Gore would have had to spend an hour explaining why.
Well,
why?
It's
global
part
warming.
Of, it's part of our enculturation. You know, that's one of the things that
sure.
I don't hear a lot of addressing is the addressing of the issue of enculturation. We've enculturated ourselves to believe a certain thing or certain things that have been fed to us in these 15-minute commercials. And one of the things that surprised me, we don't teach critical thinking.
No, of course
we don't teach it until we hit college. And even then, it's just it's a real quick course.
Well, I hear you.
Tell you what, the attorneys are sure trained in it.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, if we could have some attorneys or actually some political figures that have the critical thinking skills that some of these divorce attorneys have, we'd be all right.
Yes, we would. Morgan, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate
it. You
take care.
All right, bye.
We'll be right back.
A working class hero is something to be. Working class hero is something to be. They hurt you at home and they hit you at school. They hate you if you're clever and they despise a fool. A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall, and I saw this meat tray, and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
Two past the hour. Let's go back to some phone calls here. Jack is calling from Akron, Ohio. Jack, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Hey.
I have to agree with it. I never did like the Beatles or John Lennon. But, you know, while I was listening to the guy that I wanted to talk about was Harry Chapin, who may not actually fit into the rock category. But I was at Ohio Northern 1973, and he played the day after the Doobie Brothers first played, who actually hadn't had their hit hit the radio. And the thing that I think that is amazing about Harry is, you know, he wrote about the, you know, sang about the human condition in some of the songs, but until his death, actually, nobody actually knew what he was doing as far as, you know, helping, you know, poor people, helping, you know, other causes. And it was, I think, Bruce Springsteen who said that, he was sheep to be like Harry because Harry would play one day for him and one day for the other guy.
Yeah.
And I think the thing is that what happens is we get so caught up. You know, Harry's music was not, in tune with, you know, what could be played on the radio because the songs were too long, the songs were not hip enough or whatever. There was no, you know, didn't fall into the marketing that a lot of rock people fall into. But I think the thing is, you know, he also wrote a song about a guy from Dayton, Ohio, who was a tenor, and he, you know, made it to New York, and then all the reviewers criticized his work so bad that he quit singing after it was all over. And I think, you know, that was the thing that, you know, Harry was not that popular of a guy, but he kept singing, kept doing his thing, kept, you know,
right.
making great contributions to society without being a person who was, you know, like doing it because I need a tax break or doing it because, you know, I'm in the light as a star, so to speak. And I just, you know, when he died in a car crash, I think,
right.
New York City.
Yeah.
And I think that was, you know, kind of untimely because I'd like to have seen, I think he was a great spokesman for the poor guy and did not make a big deal out of it. I mean, like I said, most people didn't even know he was doing these things until after his death. But I, you know, you were listening to, when you were talking about Nick Drake, you played a little cut from him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a guitarist, a Texas blues man by the name of Albert Collins. I think if you listen to his work, you'd see where he might have stole some of that stuff.
Yeah, I think I have heard Albert Collins. Listen, I have to leave it there, Jack. Thanks a lot for checking in, pal. I do appreciate it. I think Harry Chapin died in a car crash on the Long Island Expressway, didn't he? I don't think it was in the actual city. I think he was not that that's a huge historical point, but you know, oh well. Steve is calling from Rhode Island. Steve, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing fine, Steve. How are you?
Good. I wanted to share a story about what you can do to bring liberalism and free thought and knowledge to your local area. I started working in an office that when I first got there, everyone was just like really down and depressed and miserable, reading people in the break room and thing like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you start leaving, issues of the Nation, articles you print off the internet in the break room.
Mm-hmm.
You just start talking freely about it.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to just open your mind, open your mouth, and just start talking.
That's true. That's real true.
And, you know,
yeah.
There are a lot of people I've gotten into arguments with. There are a lot of people who, and, you know, yeah, anger can be a gift, but you also got to keep a calm head, especially in the workplace.
That's true.
But that's where it starts. It starts with the people you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't tell you how many people, since I've started doing all of this, started taking breaks with me and started sharing their opinions about things, started reading, sharing things that they've learned.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it all starts. That's what you got to do. And I live in a blue state, and so it's easy for me to say, but I suppose I'm trying to appeal to the people who are in purple and red states.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a free thinker in states like that, that's what you got to do. You got to start opening your mouth and share your opinions with the people around you.
That's it.
Think right.
That's an excellent idea, and I certainly respect your willingness to do that. Thanks, Steve. Thanks for checking in, pal. That's a good, great idea. Take care. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What's your idea of good news? How about being on a free cruise with your friends and family? Aleve, the pain reliever devoted to providing good news for people with arthritis, is offering you the chance to win a 7-night cruise for four on a luxury ship. Visit AleveGoodNews.com to enter. While you're there, read all the good news Aleve users shared with us, and maybe you can share some of yours, like winning a free cruise, for example. Visit AleveGoodNews.com.
No purchase necessary. For rules and free entry info, call 800-353-3343. Sweepstakes ends 1-31-06. U.S. residents 18 or older. Void where prohibited. Users directed for minor arthritis pain.
Love guides.
My daughter has a million things going on in her daily life, from softball to bands and voice lessons. My husband and I like to make sure she doesn't spend her idle time idle, because an idle mind is a playground for trouble. You see, occupying our daughter's free time and keeping her active makes us feel confident that she won't be hanging out with the wrong crowds.
Love, the anti-drug.
Call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com for information on how to prevent your child from using marijuana. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for a Drug-Free America.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Quick, whose words are these? The government of the United States is not in any sense founded on the Christian religion. If you guessed America's founding fathers, you're right. The quote is from the 1797 Treaty of Tripoli. Those words were approved unanimously by the Senate and signed by President John Adams. They dovetail nicely with the Constitution, which doesn't mention God, and the Bill of Rights, which established the separation of church and state. They show America as the founders intended, the world's first secular government. Recently, religious right-wingers have tried to undermine American principles by rewriting America's history. But don't be fooled. One of our core strengths has always been the religious diversity allowed to flourish when the government stays out of religion. That tradition is our true heritage and our true strength.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 25 before the hour. Back to your telephone calls here. Let me see. Who's Doug? Doug is calling from Staten Island. Doug, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Good evening, Mike. How are you this evening?
Doing fine. How are you doing, Doug?
Pretty well. Pretty well, all things considered, as they say.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the conversation. The conversation regarding the environmental and the Kyoto Treaty and the 2012 and so on. Do you know, it's sort of like a Damocles sword, and you know, rather than attacking it from the environmental and the aspect, in case you have any of the right wingers listening, I just want to present them some interesting facts that economically it just is really not to our advantage. It is to the advantage of the few corporations in the short term because they'll be raking in windfalls, but it's going to really hurt everybody else in the long run. First of all, what people don't know is that a very big secret that's hidden by the government. There were over $673 billion in flood insurance that this government is responsible for. We, as taxpayers, are responsible for it. 17 of the fastest-growing communities in the United States are coastal. We are building some of these places over and over again. I refer you to places like Captiva Island or San Isabel Island, right off the western coast of Florida.
Right.
And these are homes that are basically, you know, vacation homes for the rich, most of them. They're very expensive. That's number one. Number two, the ice caps that are melting in the Himalayas, these things provide the floodage and the waters that basically support the rice industry and the food industry, if you will, for roughly about 40% of this world's population. I mean, these glaciers support rivers like the Indus, the Ganges, the Brahmasutra, the Mekong, the Yangtze, the Yellow, and all the tributaries. And they are starting to fade now. And that is becoming a big, big problem for basically cultures that use these rivers to supply their needs, their ability to feed themselves.
Well, you know,
the last thing is that the oil companies have already been informed through NOAA and through NASA satellites that basically they have to reduce their use of the what's the major highway in Alaska? Is it Route 1, Mike?
I'm not sure, but let me just say something. You are presenting way too many facts for right-wingers, Republicans, conservatives, don't like facts. They are scared, terrified of facts.
That's big money, and that's out of our pockets. And the oil companies, you know, they've told that they have to reduce their use of heavy equipment on the main highway that they use to get to some of these places by 2 months. They used to have ability to use it 5.5 months a year. Right. They've now been told they should only use these areas about 3.5 months. Something you hit the nail on the head with the tundra and the rest of it. Right now, Mike, there have already been 3 Inuit villages that have been removed from where they are. Mm-hmm. They estimate that there's going to be roughly about 80 villages in total, communities, that are going to cost the American taxpayer somewhere between $30 to $60 million.
But
per
Doug,
community.
Doug, Republicans, conservatives, right wingers, they don't care about what you're saying. And they happen to be in control right now. They don't care. Inuits, you mean those Eskimos up there, those You know, to hell with those Eskimos.
I know, but I'm talking about 30 to 60 million to move each one of these villages. So this is all money out of our pockets. I mean, where's the taxpayer who says, hey, this money's just as good in my pocket if they want to buy the Bush scenario? You know,
yeah.
Where is their outlook for the future of themselves and their children? They're going to lose.
Republicans, conservatives, they don't care about the future for themselves or their children. They just don't give a damn. They see their children as nothing more than tax deductions. They don't care if the little boogers don't make it past 18. Well, too bad. Yeah.
So, in other words, they'll continue to vote for God, guns, and gays, and
there
be happy with getting greed, graft, and government.
There you go.
Corruption.
It's really a sad situation. I don't know how else to describe it, Doug. But Republicans are dealers in death, not life. They don't care about anything other than unborn fetuses and how much money they have. They can screw the rest of the country.
Well,
out of.
This administration, their cronies, their hoodies here, they make the mafia look like chicken feed. They make them look like amateur pickpockets.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the slums of the Five Points gangs in New York in the 1920s. These guys are looting this government left and right, and they're doing it with impunity. They give these soundbites. They say one thing, and then they go into Congress, these little Stepford Live people in the Republican administration and Congress, and they vote. They vote against the better nature themselves of what they believe,
but
and
just
the interest of 98% of the people in this country.
Right, but just remember, everything you're saying is true, but as long as you're in power, the queers can't get married, and that's all that counts. Doug, thanks. I got to leave you there. Thanks for checking
in. Sigalorum.
Okay, you take care.
Take care.
You know, Doug just gave a synopsis of what's the matter with Kansas, the book that tries to understand why people vote against their own self-interest. I hate Republicans. I really do. I mean, with just a passion. Conservatives, Republicans, right-wingers, Christian fundamentalists. Well, I hate Muslim and Jewish fundamentalists, too. As a matter of fact, the Hindu, you know, all religious fundamentalists. But Republicans in this country, conservatives, what a vile group. What a vile, hateful group. And they really don't. They don't care about their own children. They don't give a damn about their children, other than as a tax deduction. Because and the proof, of course, is in their behavior. The parents, the adults, the right-wingers, the Republicans. If they cared about their children, they would be instilling in their children a sense of honor and justice and morality. And they would be trying to save for their children and their children's children to the third, fourth, fifth, tenth generation a home here on planet Earth. By their actions, they clearly indicate they hate their children and your children and my children. The only children that right-wingers, Republicans, Christian conservatives love are unborn masses of undifferentiated cells. That they can get their little minds around. God, they make me sick. They just, I don't. Jack is calling from Arizona. Jack, welcome to the program.
Hi there, Mike.
Hey, Jack.
It's my first time on with you.
Well, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Well, I just had two comments. You may have already discussed it, just caught the tail end. And the two comments are that I was surprised to find out that John Lennon, the FBI actually had a file on him.
Oh, he was considered a real subversive. Don't forget they tried to deport him based on his marijuana arrest, I believe, in Japan. Weren't the Beatles busted in Japan?
Wow, I didn't know that.
And when it was handled very quickly, but the U.S. Justice Department tried to use that back in the 70s as a reason to deport John Lennon. The real reason was they didn't like the fact that even though he was certainly a billionaire with the money coming in from his songwriting royalties and performance royalties, he was also sort of a pain in the ass to the power structure in this country, especially the Republicans. So they tried to deport him. They wanted to get him out of here. Nixon hated him with a passion. It was, matter of fact, I think it was the Nixon Justice Department, John Mitchell, that psychopath that was Mitchell, Nixon's attorney general that tried to deport him.
My God. God.
It didn't work. I think it went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said no, just like they tried to take away from Muhammad Ali his title, because Muhammad Ali said, no, I'm not going to serve.
Ali wasn't on the Supreme Court back then.
Yeah.
Who knows what would have happened.
Yeah, I know.
But the other comment I was wondering is why they don't want to release is probably because it's so embarrassing to them. They're so ashamed to release the files.
Uh-huh.
It's a mystery to me why they don't want to release those secret files. What could be in them, you know?
Yeah, well, they probably have old 8mm films of John and Yoko doing it, you know. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised with these pigs. Hey, thanks for checking in. I appreciate it. You take care, Jack. Yeah, you know, you have to keep in mind, John Lennon was considered to be anti-American. Can you imagine Lennon, if he were alive today, in the political climate in this country now? Oh, my God. They would try to kill him every week. They'd send somebody out to get him. We'll be right back.
But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be alright? Alright. Alright. You say you got a real solution. Well, you know, we don't love to see the band. You ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Musicians and anyone with a musician on your gift list. The holidays are here, and Guitar Center is your one-stop destination for new gear, exclusive deals, and massive holiday savings of 60, 70, up to 80% off and more. It's Guitar Center's Holiday Gear Run Savings Event. Save on guitar packs to keyboards, mics to mixers, drum kits to recording software, all at the guaranteed lowest price in the nation. Plus, Guitar Center's gift cards make it easy. Guitar Center's Holiday Gear Run. Shop early, save more. Don't miss it.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I got you this toaster cozy that looks like a chicken, because I know you love chicken, and who doesn't like toast?
Or,
I got you this Italian cookbook, because I know you loved Tuscany, and I know you love pasta.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. This is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residence. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and receive a smoke detector with free 24-hour monitoring when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send a regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
Neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
It's about 9 before the hour. Thanks to our production crew tonight, as usual, Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac in New York, engineered the program along with Eli Smith. Who the hell's Eli Smith? Is that a new guy? Hey, Eli, welcome to the program. D. Neal is our associate producer in New York, maintains the blog site at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall, and the militant mods at MikeMalloy.com. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. And if you want to see Jason Isaac in person and hear his band, go see them tomorrow night, Parkside Lounge, 8 p.m. in New York City, Lower East Side, 317 East Houston Street. And when this incredible rock group takes the stage, Afro Skull, just walk up and say, "Yo, you work with Malloy, don't you?" That's tomorrow night. Check them out, Afro Skull. Tony is calling from New York. Tony, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. How you doing, Tony? Tony. All right, we'll try him again later. Jeff is calling from Long Island. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, you're a left-wing piece of garbage.
So is your mama, you half-wit. He holds on. How long do you hold on? 41 minutes? No, you don't ever get to say stuff on this program if we don't want you to. Little turkey.
Your mama's a left-wing piece of garbage. And your grandmammy.
Lorenzo is calling from Washington State. Lorenzo, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Hey, I'm doing all right. How you doing, Lorenzo?
Pretty good. Season greetings.
yeah, right. You're trying so hard to find the right way to say that, weren't you?
Yeah, because, I mean, summer's out there now about, you know, stuff, you know, about happy holidays.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I was talking to say Merry Christmas, and that's why I say, I mean, just...
Well, Merry Christmas. Lorenzo, Merry Christmas back at you, okay?
Oh, okay. No, what I had a question about, I just got a question to the Democrats. This thing about Tom DeLay... And I'm so sick of these conservative prosecutors and judges, or whatever they are,
mm-hmm.
always want to talk about liberal judges. And I know the judge threw out the conspiracy charges, which I know is probably, in my opinion, should have stuck. And he still got the laundering, what do you call it? The money laundering charges.
No, let me tell you something, Lorenzo. I kind of agree with throwing out the conspiracy charge, because it's a conspiracy charge. Even though Tom DeLay is a thug and a punk, conspiracy charge was based on a law that was passed after Tom DeLay was helping himself and working with his posse to steal as much as they could. So in a true sense of the law, yeah, throw it out. Now put his ass in jail on the other two.
Right. You're right. I agree with you. But, I'm just so tired of what they always saying. They're trying to get the trap to throwing out Austin. They're trying to move it somewhere.
Uh-huh.
They always talking about liberal judges. I mean, who do the conservatives think that they are, that they is the only one that has the right to sit on the federal benches in this country?
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean about liberal judges? You know, because my opinion is that they always want to put a judge there that he ain't about justice. He's about loyalty, my party, you know,
sure.
So that he can let him go. But a liberal judge basically is going to sit there and they're going to, you know, this is my own opinion. They're going to look at the charges and the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
According to the evidence, if you're guilty, you're going to pay the penalty. If you're innocent, you're going to go free.
Sure.
So I wish some of the Democratic senators or whoever would say, hey, stop using that message about liberal judges, because, you know, you ain't special. You know, what about conservative judges? They ain't no better. I mean, you know.
Well, I think Democrats, Democratic party leaders do say that, Lorenzo, but Republicans can't hear. Republicans are morons. Conservatives, Republicans, they don't want to hear the truth. They don't understand justice. They don't understand fair play. They don't understand honor or dignity. They are parasites on this country. They eat and suck up as much as they can, and they give nothing back. There's not a Republican alive who gives a damn thing back to the society that sustains him or sustains her. They are users and abusers. And they ought to be shipped out of here and sent someplace where they can just, use and abuse each other and leave normal people alone. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay, that's all I had. I just had a question about that. I'm just so sick and tired,
I know.
Judges, like that we is, unhuman, that we not, that we can't sit there, with common sense, and listen to the evidence, and say guilty or not guilty or whatever.
Sure. I hear you. Thanks, Lorenzo.
Okay.
All right, take care.
All right,
take care. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate Republicans? God, you people are a mess. You really are. But it'll soon be over. This long national nightmare that we have been in for 5 years. Diebold voting machines be damned. You people are going out. These Republican office holders, they're definitely going out. No question about it. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow night, all right? Thanks for participating in the program tonight. Take care. All right? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old, and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacore Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacore free with your order. Call 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-654-2511. That's 1-800-654-2511.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a